Good Friday morning and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And I am your host this morning, Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is a Goodman and a good person. Her name is Jody Goodman, and she is with the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates. And tomorrow is the first day of May, and just like last year, May does follow April, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
So good morning. Yes, sir, it is.
Getting a head start on bringing awareness to mental health. And, of course, we'll talk about what you guys saw during the COVID pandemic and perhaps what you expect post-pandemic and all kinds of good things. We'll talk about events coming up just to get you ready for, you know, awareness. The month is all about awareness, and you know, might bring out some information today that makes you aware of something going on in your household or a friend of yours. And we'll talk all about that this morning with Jody Goodman. Again, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's lovely to see you.
Good to see you too, friend.
Tell us about Carroll County Mental Health Advocates. Exactly what does this group do and what are they about? Why do we have them in Carroll County?
So we are a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to serve as the missing link for individuals and their families who live in Carroll County and who are impacted by mental illness and addiction. And we aim to really be just what we say, the missing link. Serve as a support system, serve as a resource, connect the dots, work with families and individuals through the judicial system, walk with them in their journey through treatment. It's a process, and our mental health treatment system is not the best. It's a very broken system, and people need help navigating that. Mm-hmm. And our mantra is that people need people, and people need people in adulting and in life. And adulting's hard, and especially if you have a severe mental illness, it's even harder. So our goal is to be a level of support for those individuals who are living with mental illness and addiction.
The individuals that you work with, do we call them clients? You consider
we
them
do.
Clients?
That is, yeah, our terminology. We say clients.
And
yes.
Do you? The majority of them, do they come from the courts? I mean, do people seek you out? I'm assuming they can call you just for questions. It's like, well, I'm feeling this. Where do you think is my next step?
Absolutely. We have a strong partnership and program with the judicial system, both Carroll County State Court and some of our municipal courts, city municipal courts. We also work hand in hand with law enforcement through an early diversion program. But we also serve the public. We offer all of our services free of charge, and we really just want to help break the stigma associated with mental illness and addiction, normalize it, have the conversations with people, allow a safe place to talk about those conversations, and fast track an option for treatment for our neighbors and friends.
You mentioned several things there that I do want to come back to. I hope I remember to come back to all of them, but you mentioned stigma, and I think anytime we talk about something like this, how often or how easy is it for someone to initially get over that stigma and be honest and discuss any kind of issues they might be having personally?
I mean, I think every day we get better at having this conversation. I don't know if you watched the NFL draft last night, but
Bears.
Throughout the whole draft, mental health was mentioned, and the draft-a-thon, they chose four national nonprofits to support through the NFL draft, and one of those was Mental Health America, and they really talked about mental health repeatedly throughout the whole draft last night on national television, which was a huge win of just starting the conversation, and having such a platform to do that was amazing. And I was so proud that they did that, that the NFL commissioner was using the words mental health and wellness on national television. So I think anytime, you have the opportunity to have an intentional conversation with someone about their mental wellness, their mental health, because we all have mental health, we all have highs and lows. And that's not to say you have a mental health diagnosis. It's just our mental health. But you know, for some, they do have a severe mental illness, and they need treatment for. And, you know, for whatever reason in this society and culture we live in, that is just looked upon negatively. And, like I try to explain to others, I have a 14-year-old daughter who has a thyroid issue that she was diagnosed with. She will have to take a medication for the rest of her life because her thyroid just stopped working. So it's no different than, you know, you having a chemical imbalance in your brain. Your brain is your most important organ in your body. We should be able to openly discuss that. You know, there is no stigma associated with my daughter's thyroid condition. So why should there be with a mental illness that is the most important organ in our body? So
imagine your daughter has, if she's talking to friends and explaining thyroid condition, she has to explain what the thyroid is.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you know, she has no...
That could end the conversation right there. You know, I mean, really, I mean, you're explaining that. No, it's a thyroid condition.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, I don't need anything else. Yeah. You admit... The stigma, that's one thing, but how about financial resources? Someone with, you know, maybe they don't have the hope that they're going to be able to deal with it financially because it will, you know, if you're going to do treatment, psychological treatment, or see a psychiatrist.
And I mentioned, you know, we do have a broken system, but there are resources out there for individuals who are uninsured, low income, you know, an inability to pay. There are resources, so we never want that to stop an individual from seeking treatment. We will connect you to the resources. There are resources. We just have to connect the dots, and that's what we're here for.
Jody Goodman with Carroll County Mental Health Advocates, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. We'll take our first break, and we will talk about some of your programs. You had mentioned a diversion program. We'll start with that one, talk about what all you guys take care of for that program and other programs. When we come back from our first break, Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy, here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
Page 41. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Today is Friday, the last day of April. Tomorrow is May the 1st, and May begins Mental Health Awareness Month. And to talk about that, to awareness us, is Carroll County Mental Health Advocate Representative Jody Goodman. Before the break, we talked about a couple of programs that that you guys do work on. And initially, you talked about a diversion program, but you actually have a couple of diversion programs. One's a mental health pretrial diversion program, and there's an early diversion program. What are those?
So mental health pretrial is when one of our clients have already been arrested and charged with a misdemeanor charge. And these are very petty crimes, your nuisance crimes, criminal trespass, loitering. Things that we attribute to their mental illness. If they had been receiving treatment, they probably wouldn't have committed these crimes. And so we work with the solicitor's office and the DAs in the local municipality courts and sign contracts with these individuals saying that if we, if they go into treatment and stay in this treatment program, outpatient, and work within our community and with our program over a 12-month period. At the end of the 12 months, if they complete the program successfully, that the court will dismiss those charges. And so the whole idea is for them to get into treatment, create a support system through our programming, and become, you know, stable, functioning, productive members of our community. And we have done that quite well with several clients, and we're proud of that. And it's all about support. We offer peer support programmings. And when they get into those peer support programs and events and supportive services, they really develop their own support system and networks. And that's what it's really about. You have to have a network of people supporting you to be productive. And so that's our goal.
I haven't talked with Sheriff Langley about this in particular in probably about 4 or 5 years. But, I mean, for a long time he was discussing how a lot of the inmates in jail, I mean, they do have mental problems and probably would not otherwise be there. And so, you know, the root cause, if we're always looking for the root cause, we got to somehow nip that in the bud early.
Absolutely. You know, our county jail, state prisons are not the place for individuals.
I can't imagine if you have some sort of anxiety, you're going to do any better.
Right. And, you know, local taxpayers are spending a lot of money in our county jail and those inmates, when clearly that's not the solution, that's not working, and it hasn't been working. So I think offering supportive treatment programs such as this, diversion programs, you know, are effective not only for the client but our community and taxpayers.
The advocates and your peers in this group, are majority of them volunteers?
Most of them, yes. Mm-hmm. We do have one peer support specialist that has been certified by the state of Georgia as a peer specialist, and she is a paid staff. She's amazing. She connects with our clients in a way that no one else can with her lived experience and just having that connection that she has walked that journey and, you know, can tell her story and the way that she has come out on the other side. And I think that there's such value in that.
Your advocates kind of have that background as well. Have they been through this experience, whether it was with a family member or
I think
themselves?
Most people are drawn to volunteering with our organization because they do have a connection to having a loved one or some personal testimony experience, you know, most of the time. And if, you know, if you ask a room full of people, you know, that have they ever been impacted by mental illness or addiction, the majority of the room is going to raise their hand. Yes. I think it touches all of us in a way, some way or another, directly or indirectly. So yes, I think most of our volunteers have that connection.
And talking about your volunteers, there is a mental health advocate training program. Is that,
yes.
How often is that? And
so we've kind of not had the best participation rates over the last year due to COVID. People, you know, weren't readily available to volunteer, but we're hoping that changes soon and people are feeling more comfortable to get out and volunteer in their community. If anyone's interested in that, contact our office. We would love to have more advocates and volunteers in working with our clients and in our program.
And you brought up COVID, so yeah, let's talk about that. Over the last year, people in need of help who would have normally sought you guys out, were they able to as much?
So yeah, we closed our offices for I think about a month, and we were still working from home, obviously. But we quickly had to reopen because most of our clients just don't have access to Zoom and all of those nice technology features that most of us take for granted. So we were meeting in our parking lot in big circles with masks on for that peer support piece because it was greatly needed. And then, you know, over the past year, we have been able to integrate technology and phones into some of our clients' lives and teach them about Zoom. And so that has been an option. We've done some hybrid support group meetings and that sort of things. But yeah, it's impacted our friends and neighbors in Carroll County and their mental wellness quite a bit. We have, unfortunately, a lot of our clients who are living in recovery, you know, have relapsed over the last year, and it's very disheartening.
Do we think that has to do with being in quarantine or locked up, or maybe not seeing all your friends as much as you would?
I think it all plays a factor. Mm-hmm. I think if you look back over where we have been, if we look at ourselves personally over the past year, you know, and that kind of emotional toll that it's taken on us.
For 6 months, the only person I saw was Steve Graddick.
Right. Yeah. And if you, and he's quite lovely.
He is. He's divine.
Yes. If you take that, our personal experiences, and, you know, we have good support systems. We have a stable home life. And, you know, we know where our next meal is going to come from and all of those things. And if we have an issue, we can call a doctor and know how to facilitate that. But for someone who is living in a crisis moment to moment and who lives with a severe mental illness, who doesn't have that strong support system, top that with a global pandemic, you know, you're talking major crisis 24/7, and that's exhausting for people.
Jody Goodman, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, Carroll County Mental Health Advocate, Executive Director,
Executive Director.
Yeah. Kind enough to join us this morning. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and definitely wanted to bring her in early. I do plan to bring in a young lady from Harrelson County. She'll be at the end of the month, but discuss. It'll be a lot of the same things, but we'll spread it out a little bit and just, you know, put bookend the month of May as Mental Health Awareness Month. I see NAMI a lot, sometimes associated with you guys, I guess maybe 2 years ago, I'd see them separately and just kind of think they were two separate groups, but you guys do work. NAMI, it's the same group?
Yes. So NAMI, National Alliance for Mental Illness, operates out of our office as our peer support programming and supportive services. So NAMI peer support recovery programs operate sort of, this is a bad analogy, but if you think about AA meetings, they're the mental health support group meetings that are equivalent to AA. And they're peer led, and we offer them in our office on Bradley Street a couple of times a week. So we're proud to be part of NAMI and offer that to the community.
8:50. We'll come back with about 9 minutes on our program with Jody Goodman, Executive Director of Carroll County Mental Health Advocates. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. Our guest this morning, Jody Goodman, Carroll County Mental Health Advocates. As May, which begins tomorrow, is a Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental Health Awareness Month, we want to make awareness, give people a reason to maybe look some things up, to pay more attention to their family members. What's your perspective as the importance of, you know, having this month, you know, other than just recognizing it's happening? What do you want us to look for?
Again, I think if you are asked what you can do is just, you know, be more attentive, have a conversation that you may have been holding back from having, you've been noticing some signs. I think you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach if you're concerned about someone, but you don't know what the words to say. Just start by saying, hey, I'm having this conversation because I'm concerned about you and I love you. How can we get help together? How can I help you? I want to walk through this with you. And call us. That's what we're there for. You can bring your friend or family member in. Together we can walk through it and figure out what the next steps are.
Is that a conversation you can have with your kids? I mean, I wonder what's a good age to have that conversation. You know, your kids just, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, when do you decide that's okay to have with your kid? You just wonder, when are they going to develop and maybe be different? Or do you see things at 12 years old where you should be concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're having some community conversations throughout the month of May, and one is centered around youth. And we have two very young, brave ladies, a junior at Carrollton High School and a freshman at Central High School, and they talk about their mental health diagnosis and how they've gone from treatment to now living in recovery. And, you know, one of the young ladies talked about her diagnosis starting with anxiety at 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, the other talks about her living with anxiety as long as she can remember. From her first memory, now that she understands what anxiety means.
And that's what I was thinking. At 9 years old, do you know what anxiety is? Do you kind of just accept that you're going to, you know, when I was a kid, we would just call somebody shy.
Yeah.
And we just
right.
put them in that
But
corner.
I think now that she is, you know, a junior in high school, she understands what that what that means and what that looks like. But looking back, you know, now she knows that that was her diagnosis. But they're amazing young ladies with amazing testimonies. And their parents will be there as well talking about their experiences.
That's what you want to see. I mean, to see the youth talk about it and do so well, and then to see how their parents there
Absolutely.
As well. I mean, I think that'd be a great conversation yes. to be part of. Let's talk about some other events. Obviously, you guys will be out on Mayfest tomorrow, correct? You're
yes.
set up a booth?
Look for the green tent. We'll have some fun stuff and lots of information. Stop by and talk with us. We'll have a photo booth and tattoos and balloons and all the jazz. So stop by and see us.
Is green an important color for this month?
It is.
And why is that? What is it? It is
the mental health awareness color, just like pink is breast cancer awareness.
And, and everybody knows pink is breast cancer.
Yes. So. And I have on my green chucks.
Look, they are. Those are sharp.
Yeah.
Those are very cool.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you were so fast coming in here this morning. is Carrollton City going to put up the green lights up on the
Yes.
On the front?
The jail, the courthouse has some fancy new banners that are on the front of the courthouse, and they'll be lighting up green as well. So that's part of our Shine Green Carroll challenge. Anyone, any business, residents, service agency that's, you know, wanting to take part and support the mental health awareness initiative for May, contact us and you can be a part of the Shine Green Carroll initiative that we partner with Willowbrook at Tanner, and we will get you hooked up.
Very cool. And then when you do that, get the picture of your business taken, and hashtag it. We want it Shine Green Carroll.
Yes, that is.
And then you guys will put it on your Facebook page as well. And you hope to have like 200 businesses on there.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be sharp. Betty Kaysen, who's the mayor of Carrollton, and she used to be a magistrate judge. She's a big supporter. I believe the last time you were on with me anyway, I believe it might have been before Betty was mayor. You guys.
She's the chairman of our board of directors for a nonprofit, and she's amazing and supports our cause 100%.
Very cool. Jody Goodman, our guest on this morning's Community Voice, Carroll County Mental Health Advocates Executive Director. I got about 3 minutes, Jody. What do you want us to leave our conversation with today? Is there anything that we didn't point out? Was there Carroll County Crisis Response Team? I have several things that I could talk. Oh, you know what? The Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. I mean, as much as we kind of divvy things up and put them in their own little categories much, I guess my initial thought would not be survivors of suicide loss would be associated with this. But yeah, I mean, the more I think about it, well, yeah, obviously.
So we've tried to add as many tools into our toolbox of resources and services for the community. And we had a great need for individuals that had lost loved ones to suicide. And we had a couple of volunteers, Ivy Rollins and Angela Daly, came to us wanting to start up this Survivor SOS group. And we said, absolutely, 100%. So they do a group the third Tuesday of every month at our office. And we have people driving from Heard, Cobb, Coweta coming to the support group, and we're very proud of that.
Was part of that group figuring out, trying to better understand why your loved one committed suicide? Is it more to help you deal with the fact that you lost this person?
It's more about the grief and the support of, you know, having your loved one die by suicide, and you know, only those that have experienced that can really understand that loss and grief. So they need support, and that's what we've started this support group for.
So many things out there that can affect our mental health, if temporary or for an extended period of time. Jody, to contact you and to be involved with your group somehow, or to, you know, if I want to talk to somebody and you'd be the first person I would go to, how would I get in touch with you and your group?
So our office number is 770-830-2048. You can also find us on our website at ccmhadvocates.org. And our Facebook page is Carroll County Mental Health Advocacy. And give us a call. We're there to help. Don't hesitate. Start the conversation. Have intentional conversations with people that you love and care about. You will not regret having that conversation.
Have you shrunk during this conversation?
I don't know what happened.
I think the chair sunk. I didn't see it happen, but I looked up and I noticed the mic is now pointing above your head. So I think the chair just kind of, sunk. Hey, good times on the Community Voice. Jody, it's always lovely to see you. And a good person.
And you are the best, Worthington.
Thank you, Jody. We'll make that a liner as well. And hey, I do want to remind you, though, David and Josh, they do host that podcast called The Fifth Hour, and it is up on our website. It's going to be a couple of spots below this one now, I think, because they posted it yesterday. So mine will be on the top, the interview with Jody Goodman. Thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Tune in tomorrow, same time, or I'm sorry, Monday, rather, because it is Friday. Tune in Monday at 8:30 for another exciting episode of The Community Voice, hosted by Steve Granick. Have a great weekend.